bossa nova on a delightful evening in Rio de Janeiro, featuring five Brazilian master musicians and American tenor saxophonist Harry Allen on Thursday, September 15th. Tickets and information can be found at newmantix.com or by calling 303-871-7720.
So there's the familiar sound of Swing Shift from the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. Roger Hera at the microphone tonight to bring you an hour of big band music. So one of my listeners sent me an email and asked about my theme song and the band that plays it. And I haven't talked about them for a long time, so I will just refresh that. So the International Sweethearts of Rhythm was one of the first integrated all-women's band in the U.S. They began at a small establishment in Piney Woods, Mississippi in 1937, where a man named Lawrence Jones had founded a vocational schools primarily for young black children, and he wanted to raise money for the school, and so he formed a swing band from among the students. And at the school, there were students from a lot of different races, including Latina, Caucasian, Black, Native American, Puerto Rican, and hence the name, the International Sweethearts. And mostly were known to Black audiences, but the band began gaining popularity at theaters like the Apollo in Harlem, Howard Theater in Washington, D.C. And at one point, they had performed for 35,000 people during one week in 1941. And so they traveled around the South and during the war years became America's number one all-girl orchestra, as designated by Downbeat magazine. So that is the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, the band from the early 40s who performed my theme song, appropriately entitled Swing Shift, because that's the name of the show. So tonight, because of the all-girl orchestra, tonight is going to be songs by women who fronted the big bands during the big band era. So I'm going to play tunes from some familiar voices and some not so familiar. Lucy Ann Polk, Helen Forrest, Helen O'Connell, Marion Hutton, Helen Ward and Margaret Whiting. So it's almost the Helen Show, but a couple of different names in there. So here's three tunes from Lucy Ann Polk, and these are from her time in front of the Les Brown Band.
Started something with them there eyes. You better get wise, little brown eyes. They sparkle, they bubble. They'll get you in a whole mess of trouble. There's danger lurking in your overlooking of them there eyes. My heart is thumping, you sure started something. Gone. try again. And if you find a love like mine, just know and then drop a line to say you're feeling fine. And when things go wrong, perhaps you'll see you're meant for me. So I'll be around when she's gone. Each time I saw the tide make our love letters in the sand. You made a vow that you would always be true, but somehow that vow meant nothing to you. Now my poor heart just aches with every wave that breaks over love letters in the sand.
Support comes from Frequent Flyers Aerial Dance, presenting the 24th Aerial Dance Festival Showcase Performances, August 5th to 7th at the Dairy Arts Center in Boulder, featuring new and innovative aerial work from renowned artists, bungee, aerial fabric, and more. Tickets and info at frequentflyers.org/events.
So the first tunes tonight were from Lucy Ann Polk, terrific singer whose name you hardly ever hear these days. She was a member of a family group, the Four Polks, her sister and two brothers, and they had performed with different bands, Tommy Dorsey, Bob Crosby, Les Brown, Kay Kaiser, and when the band broke up, or when that quintet group broke up, Lucy Ann went back to the Les Brown Orchestra in the late 40s and was with the band until the mid-50s when rock and roll took over and the big band swing era ended. But for a number of years, she was voted best girl singer with a band several times. So Lucy Ann Polk, terrific voice, and the Les Brown Orchestra. All right, here are some tunes from Helen Forrest. And Helen was an interesting woman. She was a girl singer who made big bands famous. She was the singer for three of the most popular big bands of the swing era, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and Harry James, and gained a reputation as the voice of the name bands. And a lot of people think of her as the best female vocalist of the swing era. And when she was with Harry James, they had 3 million selling records and a lot of top 10 hits back in the 40s. And million records back then was a lot of, it was pre-vinyl, so a lot of Bakelite back then. So anyway, here are some tunes from Helen Forrest.
Thank you.
of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday moment divine when all the things you are succeed. but not for me. The lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I owe, alas, and also lack a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
Helen Forrest, But Not For Me, with Harry James, and then More Than You Know and All the Things You Are in front of the Artie Shaw Orchestra. Okay, 9:30 already. Be sure and stay tuned at the top of the hour for 2 hours of jazz. Jazz Lives with David Vorzimer. And before we get to David, you get another half hour of me and the women of big band fame. So keeping up with the Helen theme, I don't know why there were so many singers, girl singers with big bands in the 40s who were named Helen. Anyway, Helen O'Connell. So here are some of her tunes. I'll talk a little bit more about her after we hear them.
Was it in Tahiti? Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an hour or so, I recall that I saw you smile. I remember you. You're the one my dreams come true, a few kisses ago. tune. I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I remember you.
And one and two and two and one and oh shucks, I can't dance. Life was so peaceful at the laundry. Life was so calm and serene. Life was très gay till that unlucky day I happened to read that magazine. Why did I read that advertisement where it says, since I rumba, Jim thinks I'm sublime? Why, oh, why did I ever try when I didn't have the talent, I didn't have the money, and teacher did not have the time? Boy! Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. I had a week to spare. He showed me the groundwork, the walking around work, and told me to take it from there. Arthur Murray then advised me not to worry. It would come out all right. To my way of thinking, my dance is stinking. I don't know my left from my right. The people around me can all sing a one and a two and a three. But any resemblance to waltzing is just coincidental with me, 'cause Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. And so I take a chance. To me it resembles the 9-day trembles, but he guarantees it's a dance. Two-step, my rumba makes people turn pale. My conga goes into a goose step till the FBI is dogging my trail, 'cause Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. Maybe the stars were wrong. If I ain't a menace to Ruth St. Denis, I'll do until one comes along. Turkey trot, orgavotte, don't know which, don't know what, jitterbug, bunny hug, long as you cut a rug, walk the dog, do the clog, Lindy hop to your drop, ball the jack, back to back, cheek to cheek to your wheat. You've heard of Pavlova, well, Jack, move over, make way for the queen of the day.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still
KGNU DJs live in the mix at the First Friday Art Walk and Street Closure, Friday, August 5th, 5:30 to 10 p.m. in Denver's original Art District on Santa Fe Drive. DJ's Swing Set, Iris Berkeley, Deep Rock Dave, Dozer, and The Groove Thief will rock the massive handmade pomegranate sound hi-fi system in the parking lot at Su Teatro on 7th Avenue in Santa Fe. Check out KGNU's special live stream of the event on AfterFM.com.
So, check out First Friday Art Walk tomorrow night on Santa Fe Drive. They're going to shut down Santa Fe Drive, and there will be incredible music put out by the KGNU DJs. All right, so Helen O'Connell, she only performed for 4 years with the Jimmy Dorsey Band, 39 to 43, but made the band a big hit, one of the favorite bands of GIs overseas fighting in World War II. Terrific voice. All right, moving right along. Marion Hutton. Marion sang in front of the Glenn Miller Band and achieved a certain amount of fame on her own, to the extent that the women singers did back then. Mostly they were dominated by the orchestra leaders, but still they became popular and well-known. So Marion Hutton, interesting woman. She was a singer, actress, and sang for 4 years with the Glenn Miller Band, and she was the sister of Betty Hutton, popular actress of the time. So here are a couple of tunes from Marion Hutton. Thank you.
but that's how I feel when I'm with you. There are night owls in the daylight. Silly idea, night owls in the daylight. Or maybe my heart is saying who, 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 who is the one for me? You, that's what you've done to me. There are bluebirds in the moonlight. Silly idea, bluebirds in the moonlight. But that's how I feel when I'm with you.
Let me be. So I ran out on my visa, for it ran out on me. But when I ran, I was no chump. I shanghaied the drummer, the guy that made the rumba jump.
Marion Hutton, sister of Betty Hutton. All right. Couple of tunes now from another Helen Ward. And Helen Ward has a really interesting sort of role that she played in the history of recorded music, jazz. She was a singer with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, began singing with him in 1934, and then she married a producer, a man named Alfred Marx, and in 1938, Marx arranged for the Carnegie Hall concert that Benny Goodman's orchestra did, and Marx recorded it for Helen as a souvenir. And then that recording was released as a two LP set by Columbia Records in 1950 under the title The Famous 1938 Carnegie Hall Jazz Concert, a concert that is largely credited for the launching of the big band swing era. And then Helen worked with Hal McIntyre and Harry James bands in the 40s. And then she divorced Ward and then married an audio engineer, a guy named William Savory. And Savory was part of the team that created the 33 and a third LP on vinyl. So just interesting trivia from a woman who was a fine singer, Helen Ward. And here she is with a couple of tunes with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Thank you. Helen Ward, Benny Goodman Orchestra. All right, almost to the top of the hour, and be sure and stay tuned at the top of the hour after 10. Dennis will bring you 2 hours of jazz on Jazz Lives. So I am going to close out my hour of swing shift tonight with just some more musical history and interesting connections. So there was a singer, Margaret Whiting, and she was mostly known as a ballad kind of singer. She was born in Detroit, and her family moved to Los Angeles during the Depression. And her father, Richard, was a composer of popular songs. He wrote Hooray for Hollywood, Ain't We Got Fun, and On the Good Ship Lollipop. And then her sister, Barbara Whiting, was an actress. She was in Junior Miss, Beware My Lovely, and she was a singer also. When Margaret Whiting was 7, she sang a song for Johnny Mercer, and her father had been collaborating on some songs with Johnny Mercer, including Too Marvelous for Words. And then when Johnny Mercer was one of the co-founders of Capitol Records in 1942, he signed Margaret to Capitol's label. She was one of the first artists that Mercer signed to his label. So I just love the connections and the way that those artists made things happen. So I'm going to go out with Margaret Whiting's version of Moonlight in Vermont. And stay tuned for Jazz Lives with David.
Sycamore, moonlight in Vermont, icy finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow. Telegraph cables, they hum down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized. You and I and moonlight in Vermont.
You've probably heard that prices for used vehicles are up compared to a year ago, and you may have been tempted to try to sell that car you're not using anymore for some extra cash. But consider this, that car's also worth more in terms of financial support to KGNU. So, if you don't need it, donate it. Pickup is free, and the process is easy. Learn more at kgnu.org, and thank you.
Support comes from Natural Grocers with over 40 stores in Colorado. Natural Grocers is committed to improving the health of humans, local communities, and the planet. More information at naturalgrocers.com.
It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Here's jazz.
We'll be right back.